This is the Steve Cochran Show.
I really wish my mother could be here tonight. I wish she could see what a wonderful mother Chelsea has become and could meet our beautiful granddaughter, Charlotte. And of course, I wish she could see her daughter become the Democratic Party's nominee.
Welcome to America's favorite game show that I just invented. In honor of a milestone in America last night, regardless of how you feel about the candidate, it's time for Famous Female First.
Woo!
Things women have done for the first time. Famous Female First. I'd love if we were just dudes playing this game to see how much you know about famous women, but obviously all are welcome to play. 312-981-7200. After Mary does the traffic, we will come back and we will play the game. Famous Female First.
Woo! Yeah.
Would you guys mind if I did the whole game show hosting thing in Bernie Sanders' voice?
That would be fun.
Not good? Not good?
No, you should.
Here's another stupid question about the woman that beat me.
Okay, no.
Fan square. At 7:15, Mary, do the traffic first. And if you want to play Famous Female First, you simply have to answer questions about famous women. Welcome back to America's fastest growing game show. This is likely the only time we will play Famous Female First for fabulous prizes worth tens of dollars from the Steve Cochran Show prize list. We go to the phone and we start with a man named Tom. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Tom, what do you do?
I am a bricklayer.
How's business?
Business is right now I'm not working. I had a hip replaced in January, and I'm going to Canada next week, and then go fishing, and then I'm going back to work.
You get one of them Canadian hips?
I don't know where the hell it came from, but it's working pretty well. So.
All right, well, good. Enjoy that trip. I'm going to ask you a simple question about a famous female. Identify the female, and you win. Here is your question. This woman was the first female to fly solo across the Atlantic. Name the famous female.
Amelia Earhart.
Emily Earhart's sister. Congratulations, man. Hold the line. We have fabulous prizes for you. Well, he's close. Jim is in Elmhurst. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm good, Steve. How are you doing?
Welcome to Famous Female First. Jim, what do you do when you're not talking like Orion Samuelson?
I imitate Orion Samuelson.
Is there any money in that?
No.
Okay. What's your job?
I'm inside sales, material handling.
Uh-huh. What type of material are we selling?
Any type of material handling that goes in a warehouse.
Oh, really? So a little bit of everything.
Racking, bins,
safety
products.
Dave, you need any racking?
Yeah, I always need racking.
All right, let's get Dave some racking after
this phone call is over.
All right, so here is your question for big prizes worth tens of dollars from the Steve Cochran Show prize list. She was the first female justice on the Supreme Court. Name that woman for this famous female first.
Sandra Day O'Connor.
No, it was Judge Judy.
Oh, no.
Of course it was Sandra Day O'Connor. Congratulations. Now, there's a couple of dudes who know they're famous women.
That's right.
How about that?
Very nice, gentlemen.
Well done. Good start. Let me go to Jackie in Batavia. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. I'm a little nervous for you. The boys have set a high bar here.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right. Here's your famous female first question. Name the first American woman sent into space. The first American woman sent into space.
Sally Ride
is correct, but she was good friends with her neighbor Sally Ryan for years.
Yes.
Congratulations!
I like her husband in the background going, right.
Yeah, and there you go. This is reinforcing my opinion of the men in this audience.
That's right. Love them.
They're actually paying attention to the famous females, and she's a winner as well.
Way to go, guys.
Let me move on to Carol in Crystal Lake. Good morning, Carol. How are you?
Good morning. Fine.
What do you do, Carol?
I'm a retired teacher.
Where did you teach?
At Jacobs High School in Algonquin,
Illinois. Oh, high school. Good God, woman. And you survived.
Yes.
Yeah. And what grade level did you teach in high school?
Mostly freshmen, but 9 through 9 to 12, basically.
Ooh. Ooh. Come here. Give me a hug. Get over here, you. Nicely done by you. Thank you for your service to those kids. And do you, are you enjoying your time away now, or do you miss the kids?
I miss the kids. I still sub.
Oh, well, good for you. Well, you know what? That's the thing about a great teacher. A great teacher, it's always in your blood. You ain't doing it to get rich.
Mm-mm.
That's what I'm saying. My daughter's a teacher, Carol, and she works with kids with autism, and it's a special gift to be able to have that kind of patience and dedication, and I salute you.
That is. For your daughter is a tremendous accomplishment.
Well, it's nice, and you're modest, but thank you for all the years you've done this as well. All right, so here we go. Famous female first. She was the first woman to run for vice president on a major party ticket. Name that famous female first.
Ferraro.
Geraldine Ferraro is correct. Woo! We got nothing but winners on this show.
Oh, Carol.
This show's nothing but winners. All winners all the time. Did I get to Joan? Did I? I didn't get to Joan. Let me get to Joan. One more. Joan on the Northwest side. This is our final question for this round of famous female firsts.
I think I should hang up right now.
I'm telling you. How about it, right?
Oh, Lord.
I'm
gonna
find
very good.
They're
very
really,
good.
Really good.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask the staff a question, too, and we finish with you, young lady.
Okay.
All right, so here we go. Who is the first female Secretary of State? I'm going to throw a hint in here. It was not Hillary Clinton. The first female Secretary of State.
And all I can think of is Hillary Clinton.
No, let me give you a hint. It rhymes with Madeleine Albright.
Oh, she rhymes with? Yeah. It is Madeleine Albright.
It's Madeleine Albright! That's unbelievable!
Very nice.
Five for five. Congratulations, you're all winners. I'll tell you what you've won in a couple of minutes as soon as Mary tells me what you've won. So, Sandberg, let me know what they've won. Here's the question I have for the staff to wrap up this edition of Famous Female First.
We're ready.
In what year were women first allowed to vote in Saudi Arabia? In what year were women first allowed to vote in Saudi Arabia?
Are we just Dave? Guessing? Or?
Dave?
That's a year they, question, not a woman question.
This is a bonus question.
Oh. Okay.
They are not allowed to vote in Saudi Arabia.
That is incorrect, Dave. It's a very progressive nation. I don't know if you've heard.
I know.
You do?
Am I allowed to say?
Of course, yeah. Well, I asked all you guys.
Well, I think I know. Does anybody else want to guess first?
I'm guessing it was extremely recent.
Well, what's your guess? What, you pick a year.
All right.
It's 2014,
yeah.
2015.
Okay.
2015.
What? I knew it was recent.
Why are we getting the break?
I almost said last year, but...
Well, because you said 2014. Yeah,
why is wrong. Why is that any more correct than me saying never? Or they're not allowed.
I like how you thought you should get credit for the wrong answer.
And what about me? I said very recent.
No,
well, but
you
very
said
recent's not 2015.
Mary said 2014, so... I'm going to say 2015, Steve.
I don't know where that came from, but that's exactly right.
That's what I thought.
Congratulations.
Yay. Thank you.
Well, that generic game show music can only mean one thing. It's time once again for the fastest growing game in America. I hope you enjoy it today, because I don't see us playing it after today. It's Famous Female First.
Woo.
Let's go to our contestants. Standing by are Kevin, Jack, John, and Larry. All dudes.
Sounds like a joke.
Kevin, Jack, John, and Larry.
I'll walk into a bar.
Let's see if they know their famous female first. In any case, if either one of them don't have a correct answer, they can reach out for a lifeline of you or Dave or Mary Vandeveld.
Oh, that sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no.
Kevin, Jack, John, and Larry. We begin with Kevin in Lombard. Kevin, what are you doing this morning?
Great. How are you guys doing?
We're good. What are you doing this morning? You going to work? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm driving down to the city, unfortunately.
And what's the job? What do you do?
I do commercial kitchen design.
Oh, that's cool. Where do you work? At the Merck?
No, I work at a small office in Addison, but we work with tons of restaurants down in the city.
Well, that's great. So so commercial kitchen design like a restaurant or something like a restaurant.
Exactly.
Well, that's great. All right, so here's your question. Name the first African-American woman elected to the U.S. Senate. The first African-American woman elected to the U.S. Senate. Who achieved that famous female first?
First African-American?
Yes.
Oh, man.
She's famous and she's female. If you need a lifeline, Dave, Mary Vandeveld, and Andre are here.
Let's go with Dave.
Dave, really?
was going to say, yeah. Not he's not like, going to wow. know. But
not seem like a great
your choice.
Got to be honest,
I would
buddy.
Go with, I would go with Entrio on this
would
one.
Would not seem like no, a great no. choice, Kevin. I don't know. Now, wait on a second. So, Dave, you're choosing Andrea as your lifeline.
Yes, I am.
All right. So, Kevin choose Dave, who chooses Andrea.
Well, now I'm not sure if I should give him the right answer because
yeah,
I wasn't
it's
picked
Kevin.
First. All right. Should I give him a hint?
No, just
it's
give him
it's very
the
close to home.
Give him the answer.
My guess, well, my answer is Carol Moseley Braun.
All right, Kevin, you going to go with that?
You know, I trust her. I'm going to go with her as well.
All right, congratulations. Yeah. And don't use the word Trump. Kevin, you're a big winner. There you go, and we're off and running. Jackson Whiting, Indiana. Good morning, Jack.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good.
What do you do, Jack?
I'm retired, and right now I'm cutting tile because I got to finish off a shower enclosure.
Apparently you don't understand the meaning of the word retired, Jack. You're working too hard.
No, but I enjoy it. It's not work when you enjoy it.
Yeah, well, that's how I feel about this show. And so do the people who pay
yeah, me.
Me
too.
So, all right, so here's your question. Famous female first. She was the first female attorney general. Name that famous female. The first female attorney general.
The only thing that comes to mind is Condoleezza Rice, but I don't think she was the attorney general because she was secretary of state.
Now you keep talking. He didn't name the answer.
The woman,
now, let me explain something to you. Jack is doing, now Jack is doing a famous game show contestant move here where he rambles what might be the answer and hopes I jump in. But since he didn't say this, Jack is still playing the game. Would you like a lifeline, Jack?
Yes.
All right, so pick Andrea, Mary Vandeveld, or Dave.
I know.
The way, Dave was a huge failure in his first
yeah, but I know this
Mary
one.
Vandeveld.
Mary DeVandeveld.
Oh,
Mary.
Pressure. Oh, I'm going with the feisty Janet Reno.
Janet Reno. Jack, how do you feel about that answer?
I like that.
Congratulations. That's exactly right. It's Janet Reno.
Although I wouldn't call Janet Reno feisty.
Well, she's kind of feisty.
She's kind of feisty.
Just because you weren't picked, you don't have to criticize
me. Hey, failure. Settle down.
Hey, failure.
I knew that one.
She's intimidating, though.
John's in Orland Hills. Hi, John. How are you?
Fine, Steve. How are you today?
Doing great. Famous female first. She was the first woman elected to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Name that famous female.
Andrea Darlis, please.
Oh.
Andrea was not elected to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That is incorrect.
First female
elected to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I'm going to say the Queen. Is she the godmother of soul or the
Queen of soul?
Queen of soul. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me.
Yeah. Aretha?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know if I should actually say it. Yeah.
John, Aretha. You going to go with Aretha?
Yes.
That's correct. That is unbelievable. I love when the listeners win. This is a smart group, this audience. Yeah. Because when they don't know, they know to ask.
It's very true.
All right, one more. Larry's in Vernon Hills. Larry, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Here's your question. First woman to swim from Cuba to Florida without a shark cage. Let me explain that. This is not the first female. This is the first person. First person to swim from Cuba to Florida without a shark cage. Name that famous female.
Andrea, the smartest person in the room.
Andrea,
excuse me.
Hey, yeah, thank you. Unfortunately,
this is a sports question.
So, would you like to ask Dave to be your lifeline?
You know, we had her on the air, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
She was on Dancing with the Stars, and I can't think of her name.
Was she on Dancing?
Yep. Yeah, she was on Dancing. Yep. All right, my lifeline will be Dave Bennett.
Go Cats.
It's not a cat.
No, I know who it is. It's Diana Nyad.
Diana Nyad.
I don't need your help.
That's great.
You did too. You looked at me and you went, oh, no.
That's great. That's great. Hey, Larry, you win.
Thank you.
All right, hold the line. And Dave, let me just explain something to you.
Yes.
When I hold up the answer, it's because I think you're stumped and I want the listener to win. It's like creative cheating.
But I knew the
answer.
It's
not an opportunity for you to call me out for helping the listeners.
You think he can read that?
Well, how come you didn't do it then with the Carol Moseley Braun question?
You don't even know her name now. It's already been on the air.
She's from Illinois, Dave. Jeez.
Carol Moseley Bowen.
And you have pretty decent handwriting.
I said
famous female first. Let's go live to booth announcer Mary Sadberg with these prizes.
Kevin's going to get an apt gift card, Pleasing People, since 1936. Visit their store in Glenview or online at abt.com. Jack is going to get a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. Larry is going to get a MyPillow, guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
Do you have a MyPillow?
Visit MyPillow.com. Me?
Yeah.
I don't, but I'm going to get Pat four of them, if you recall.
Yeah, but why don't you have one? We should get you one.
We should, yeah, because I don't sleep, so I do need...
Do you like the pillow we have now?
I do like my pillow.
No, you're wrong. We're going to get you a MyPillow. All right, what's the final prize?
And the final prize is John is going to get Kristen Chenoweth album, Coming Home, featuring memorable songs from Broadway's television film, American Classics. Do you have more to read there?
That's all good. That's it. Coming Home. And congratulations. And qualifies John to go to the CSO to see the Kristen Chenoweth concert.
Yeah, which is awesome.
So there you go. All right. Nicely done by all. You've been listening to the game show, which won't be heard again. Famous Female Firsts.